To U.S. politics now, a record 27.3 million Latino voters are eligible to vote in the 2016 presidential election. In 2012, President Obama won 71% of those votes to Mitt Romney's 27%. Who can change that? With Donald Build the Wall Trump winning Arizona's primary, you have to ask organizations like the conservative Libra Initiative, funded by the Koch brothers, what impact they can possibly have in dealing with what Republican strategists say is the most important issue for the GOP, getting young and working Latino voters back or in to the GOP. Daniel Garza is the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel, it would seem you have your work cut out for you.
Well, we certainly do with this lot, Mr. Hockenberry. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Our focus is on driving issues within the Latino community and making sure that we're setting an agenda that's going to prevent the bankruptcy of America and remove barriers to opportunity, keep America safe, and preserve our free speech, really, and uphold our constitutional values.
You are an organization that came into existence when?
About June of 2011. That's how long we've been around. We started off in Florida and Nevada, and now we're in 10 states with about 75 full-time staff and about 50 contracted workers with thousands of volunteers.
How many voters have you registered?
We don't do registering of voters. Actually, we do citizenship classes where we are working across the country to make sure that folks are educated about the issues as well. We do English classes, provide them to Latinos who are trying to, again, remove barriers to getting a good job. And sometimes that takes things like a driver's license, a health checkup, so the kids can go to school. So we're very active in the community to making sure that we develop the skills and talents of the Latino community to position them in the marketplace.
So you enable undocumented Latinos to get driver's licenses or only citizens of the U.S.?
Both. Wherever the law allows anybody to get a driver's license so that they can drive safely on the road, so that they can travel safely, cash a check. All these things are critical to the, you know, the quality of life of an individual. So we feel that public policy should allow people to flourish. And for us, you know, those are free market policies that allow people to flourish, to prosper, to be self-reliant, and with a focus on personal responsibility.
So you have very little in common with Ted Cruz, then?
We have a lot in common, actually. We align very much with Ted Cruz on a lot of what he is about in upholding constitutional principles and values, making sure that the rule of law is sound, sound money, of course, free trade.
But not driver's licenses.
Well, look, if you and I agreed on exactly everything, one of us wouldn't be necessary, right? You know, we all have differences. We don't align exactly on everything. But, you know, you take the whole of what you align on and you try to work together and collaborate. You know, there are things that we agree with the Democrats as well, you know, on the liberal side. We're not beholden to any party, to any one individual. We will drive the issues that we feel are going to be important to America and make America strong and prosperous.
I'm going to ask a question now, and I don't want you to feel insulted by this, but,
no.
You know, the Koch brothers, you've described them as the two of the greatest Americans ever. You're quoted in thestreet.com. There are your employers. It was quoted in the same article. If you look at Ted Cruz, you look at Marco Rubio, it seems that, you know, and then you look at Donald Trump winning Arizona and also winning Latino votes all across the country. It seems that Latinos are not buying this self-reliant, came up from immigrant poverty story, and you have the similar kind of story, backed by, you know, gringo billionaire money. And it seems like Latinos are saying, no, no, we're tired of this. We want somebody who can change things. Donald Trump is that.
So, well, you're right. I do admire Charles and David Koch very much. I align with them on a lot of the issues. I respect what they have built, a very successful company that has created thousands of high-paying jobs, which is the kind of productivity that we need in America. But if I could say also that I understand that they contribute to Freedom Partners, and it's Freedom Partners that contributes to us. So they're not technically my employers, but I don't want to pretend that I'm disassociating from them. Again, I admire them very much, and I welcome the association. Let me just say also that 2014 proved very successful, actually, for freedom-oriented candidates, which tend to be Republicans. In this case, you know, you saw Cory Gardner get 45% of the Latino vote in a heavy Latino state, which is Colorado. But you also saw that in Brownback and Roberts, who got over 45% of the vote in Kansas, in Perdue and Deal, who got over 40% of the vote in Georgia, Scott in Florida, that got 45% of the vote. You saw that with Christie, who got 51% in New Jersey. You saw Cornyn, who got 51% of the vote, and Abbott, who got 45% of the vote of Latinos. With Sandoval and Martinez, you know, governors of states, those are very successful Republicans with Latinos.
Well, the story continues, and 2016 is certainly fascinating no matter where you look. Daniel Garza, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Hockenberg.
Daniel Garza is executive director of the Libra Initiative.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.